It's Monday, December 24th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from The Live Life, episode 37. Wallace Johnson is joined by Bob Russo, talking about experiential design. Bob Russo starts off talking about the next generation of event producers and how they have shifted the live event focus onto experiential design.
I think it's generational. I think younger people have different values, and it's important that everyone in the industry recognizes that and keeps up with it. I make a concerted effort to make sure that when I'm staffing here at VDA that I'm accessing those younger viewpoints. Because, you know, old white guy, my time is waning, and I need a younger perspective to come in here and say what's fresh, what's current, what's important to you. And those are the things that I try and look for and try and push. So I think that change is really generational. It's been people, the kids growing up, the younger people growing up, taking their place in society, and they're really defining what those events are. They go to, it turned into from, why are you doing the event, to attendees asking, why should I give you my time to go to your event? What's in it for me? And it's a valid question. You know, we just posted another blog talking about corpsumerism. Have you heard of that term yet?
No, not yet.
No, get ready. It's going to go big. A corpsumer is someone who, it sounds macabre, right? Is someone who chooses which companies to do business with based on that company's social responsibility and makeup. So if you're not a green company or you don't treat your employees well, they're going to move away from you. And a recent study showed that people who would identify as corpsumers are more likely to pay more money for goods and services based on the company that they feel better about. And it ties into a term from a few years ago called greenwashing and goodwashing, where people would say that they were a green company, even though they may not be, because they wanted to capitalize on that social wave. Well, now there's goodwashing, where you say, I'm socially responsible, I support LGBTQ rights, I do this, I do that, but maybe you really don't. And a lot of the younger generation of consumers are really looking closely at those things and calling people out and saying, no, you're not. And there's such real-time communication from a consumer to a broad audience with social media that they have such a strong voice, and we need to listen and react.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.